Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, from Kimberley to the world, Tebi Ikalafeng has journeyed through every African country, and he's woven together personal stories, business insights, and lessons on leadership in his new book. It's called The Traveller, Crossing Borders and Connecting Africa. Let me say, the book is not only capturing the extraordinary experiences that he has had over his professional life, but also delves into the power of brands, the nuances of corporate culture, and the resilience it takes to make an impact on a global scale. Tebi is a respected thought leader in marketing and branding. He is the founder of Brand Africa. And I think it's fair to say that he is a man still on a mission. He's not that old, of course, to redefine Africa's narrative. Tebi, a very good evening to you and well done on the book. It's a very engrossing read. Africa itself is incredibly diverse. In all of these travels, have you picked up any universal business lessons that can be applied to our listeners tonight?
Well, most certainly what started my exploration of the continent was the business lesson. And the most important business lesson being that you cannot begin to talk about or to serve a market of which you do not have an insight as to how the people live, how the consumers consume your products. Because when I started even the whole Pan-African journey, it was inspired by a conversation with a business person, KK Park of Samsung. And when I asked him, what is the reason for Samsung being so successful across the continent? And he said, it's because we have been to every country and we understand what drives the consumer and the problems at hand and how we can solve them. To me, that's the most important one.
And Tebi, so often, as far as South African brands are concerned, who have these grand ideas of conquering Africa, they see the continent as one homogenous market, and that is where they make their big mistake.
That's definitely where they make that big mistake, because the continent, while one can draw some, if you will, while one can draw some generalization about what drives the continent, it is still 54, 55 countries, all at different levels of development. And also the important thing also is to understand that that difference manifests itself in different sectors. If you look at, for example, East Africa, you go to East Africa, you go to Kenya, it is the technology lead. So from a technology perspective, if you're a technology-driven business, you say, who is doing it well? You perhaps will say, I must go to Kenya. These are the people who created the M-Pesa, which is now the mobile money standard across the continent. You look at South Africa, financial services. You look at Nigeria. Nigeria and Kenya actually perhaps lead when it comes to technology. So one has to approach it as market by market and ask yourself, where do you put yourself? Now, for another example is Mauritius. Mauritius has positioned itself as the headquarters of Africa. And that's why you're seeing a lot of businesses are beginning to position themselves to headquarter themselves in Mauritius, because Mauritius understands one thing, how to make it easy for businesses to run their Pan-African businesses.
Tebi, I'm glad you mentioned M-Pesa, because that is such an impressive story. And you've worked with some of the biggest brands on the continent. What do you think distinguishes or differentiates successful African brands from their global counterparts?
Most certainly is the adaptability. And let's use M-Pesa as an example. So the idea of money, digital money, if you will, is not necessarily new. Many countries around the world already had, you had the PayPals of the world as an example. But for a brand like M-Pesa to come through, they had to understand one thing. Not everybody's got too much money for data. One. Second, how do you move money from an urban area to the rural area to people who are not necessarily well learned or well versed? And third, to people who don't trust technology. And that's the adaptability that a brand like M-Pesa and many other brands are around the continent that are successful, they do well in the continent. You have to be adaptable. You look at, for example, Coca-Cola, when they tried to do business in North Africa and Morocco, and they realized that they can't have those big trucks moving around the small homes, the small neighborhoods, and they decided to use donkeys, if you will, and little Coca-Cola carriers. So it's the adaptability. So when you're going to do business in Africa, the most important thing is adaptability.
I'm wondering, as you use that word adaptability, whether there is a secret to that that businesses could learn. One is, I imagine, it's having the courage to actually pivot. But two, it's knowing exactly why you're adapting and what you're adapting to.
It is understanding the most important thing. What is the purpose of your brand? Because if you understand what the purpose of your brand is, then you have the adaptability is, how do I deliver that purpose in this market, which is distinctly different from my market? And people always ask me, how do you travel? And it's the same answer I will ask about how does a business travel. I always say, I leave South Africa at the airport so that I enter the country with an open mind to be able to understand it its own and in its own merits.
One of the more important chapters that you write in this book is towards the end, and you quote Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is a former president of Liberia, and the chapter is called Africa is Not Poor. She goes on to say the full quote is, Africa is not poor, it's poorly managed. What lessons can businesses learn from that and again apply the principles of adaptability?
Well, Lumumba, who's Professor Lumumba for Kenya, said something interesting about African leaders. And he said that the tragedy of African leaders is that they do not implement anything. So if you look at the continent, what Philip Johnson is speaking about, is what the challenge that is facing Africa is, we are not short of ideas. What we are short of is the ability to deliver. And as Pan-African businesses or businesses that travel, the other thing is to understand that you cannot come and impose your way of life, your way of doing business in another culture, because the cultures are so different from country to country. To me, what Philip Johnson was speaking mostly about is the fact that the talent is abundant in this continent. And it's just about how you implement that talent.
Leverage that talent, rather.
How you leverage the talent. Tebby, just one criticism as we come to the end of this conversation. You do write in the book that my favorite staple across West Africa is goat light soup. I eat it everywhere, you write. With generous servings of goat, hang on, I'm not finished. Nothing soothes my soul, you write, like the strips of goat in a light watery soup with some pepper, especially in Ghana, where I've eaten it most often. Tebby, you recommended this to me. I have returned from a trip to Ghana recently. I do not share your view, my friend.
Let me tell you, it's the only thing. Matter of fact, I will have that goat light soup. Just don't have it in Nigeria, because in Nigeria, they will say that if the pepper does not burn the tablecloth, the chef has been very stingy. But at least in Ghana, you can enjoy it with pleasure.
Some very valuable lessons there, albeit a very short conversation. But the book is called The Traveler, Crossing Borders and Connecting Africa. It's written by the brand meister across the continent, Tebby Akalafeng. Tebby, well done on the book. It really is worth a read, and I hope people pick it up for Christmas. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Jeremy. If they are picking it up in droves, it is the number one best-selling book at Exclusive. It's being sold in incredible amount of people view it as a holiday read, and I think I'm very humbled by that.
Spoken like a true marketer, Mr. Akalafeng. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Okay.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.